Afraid of silly people.
No, if you fall asleep, I'll ask you to stand up, so it's okay. But in the name of Lord Jesus, I speak.
Vishina Kayasu Krishna Tapoklanda.
We are going to study the last book for this seminar, that is the Book of Titus.
Ratapoksoma Ivukuria Surya Kulekalesham Sambira Kwesu Ivukuria Tito.
Comparatively speaking, this book is shorter as compared to the other two four epistles written by Paul to Timothy.
Awe Ivukuria Vangaidi. Kulingana na ma huku ya mbia biyo kwa soma hapa ya ukapyunga.
We can also find that there are some identical points in the book. The same points that can be found in 1st and 2nd Timothy.
Kutuwa sanga kwa mfimofi nefi alingana mfile mfika timochine file sangwa muhuku wa mwivuku ya Timothy wa chumone, Timothy wa chibiri, kutipia sangwa na mwivu kwa kwa Tito.
It seems that Titus, at that point in time, was also a young worker, or you say a young evangelist.
Kabili tuwe mwana kutia Tito na wafa, ari, nikapyunga na mkabila wambila nsuma umaiche na ngumulu mendo.
Again, we find that he has been assigned to a very difficult task.
Now I bear in Chito Ikankala Nanguya Posa.
He was sent to this place called Crete, C-R-E-T.
I tumine kuyamukupyungila kunchende iitwa Crete.
To set in order the church at Crete.
Ukulunga mikai ulukuta lo Crete.
So Paul, you know, actually again I gave him very clear guidelines.
Kaina Paulo na ali mpele mutanti uayana.
Help him,
establish
a church there. So you find that he was called also to appoint the elders in every city.
Again,
this is a very difficult task because the Cretans are not a very, you know, are not very cultivated people.
Ninso yali ikala mbangana nchipantu wena krete na vo javali avantu ava kula nga ava kula kumupashie.
We can turn to chapter 1 verse 12.
Kutuwa muna chapter 1 verse 12.
Titus chapter 1 verse 12.
Tito chapter 1 verse 12.
One of them, a prophet of the old, said Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. You find that this comment was made by one of your own. It's not a loose statement yet given by or commented by, you know,
non-Cretan.
Actually, it was a prophet of your own who made such a statement. Would you ever say your own people are liars, evil beasts, and lazy gluttons?
Paul said,
this is true. That's why, he instructed Timothy and Titus to rebuke them sharply.
So
we find that it was quite difficult for Titus because, you know, these people who came to believe, they also brought with them this old habits.
Tari chash popi tito pantu avanto baishi mukusumina na uvadi sendele imiwele yavo yakale.
That's why Paul has to give a very clear guideline to Titus as to how to set up, you know, how to appoint elders and how to set up order in the church.
Echo I pele tutubamu pele ifyo afwile asonta abakalamba kabiri nifyo afwile kubika amafunde kuno kutaku ya kunchende ya kerete.
So apart from elders very good spiritually.
Abakalamba babasonta kusonta abafwile bakutiba kula kumupashi.
In fact, all the general congregation, the brothers and sisters, must also learn to excel in their spirituality.
Kind of a munina wo na wo variba kula na kuba kula kupashi.
So each of them, must be living example to the outside world.
Ajiu chila umomo amuri mene afire avocha kumena ko kuwe wakuba mchalo.
Now, most importantly, Paul also instructed the disciples. That he must have a pattern of good works.
Return
to chapter 2.
Chapter 2.
Titus chapter 2, we read verse 7.
Tito chapter 2, verse 7.
Titus chapter 2, verse 7.
Tito chapter 2, verse 7.
In all things showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility.
Mufintu fionse ule ilanga kulivene icha kumwenako, icha kumwenako, chamilimo isuma, mkusambilisha, uwe uwa chishika, uwa mushie.
We find that Paul actually encouraged Titus to be a living example to the church.
Lemuna Paulo apa kumkumeshe tito kujati ave icha kumwena ko icha mweo.
So you know, by showing good work, Titus was in the position to encourage and to teach the church to show more good work as well.
Akulanga mirimo yakwe ya kuisuma. Aduwa kika mwuncho ya kwe na mwukupiunga kwa kwe nge chaku mwena kwa kulukuta ukuomba mulimo uwa yana.
We find that this program has many similarities to first and second Timothy.
Lemona ilivuku ili ilifye chimochi kupala na nefyo tuwa resu mamu ilivuku ili akuba ilafi ya kwa Timote kanya nili ya bubili ili ya kwa Timote.
Okay, now we come to chapter 1.
Number to Welele, chapter 1.
Titus that he was a born servant of God.
Paolo amweva Tito kutila ali usha wa kwalesa.
And also an apostle of Jesus Christ.
Kabiri mutumwa wa kwa Yesu Christi.
He always asks, who is qualified to be an apostle or to be a teacher? Or to be a pastor, or to be a preacher.
Nia niwe ingawa umutumwa nangu kasambilisha, nangu pastor, nangu kashimikila. Nia niwa ya naukuwe vyo.
Only a person who has become a born servant or a slave of Jesus, then he is qualified or eligible to be, a pastor for a preacher of God.
Nyo mtu fiwa omusha wa kwalesa kabiri mutumwa wa kwalesa wingaba munika pyunga na munika sambisha na umuntu wa kwalesa.
We also find that a slave of God or an apostle of God, whose faith must be what? In accordance to that of the elect.
Musha wa kwalesa na umutumwa wa kwalesa yuyo mtu huwa kwa timi vele ya lingana na wa awasalwa.
Again, I think we did touch on this before.
Yes, we have dedicated for a papa kubala.
Again, I think I want to remind you of this.
Kainde kwa ya kumibu kisha kwa itina kabiri.
Because after the seminar, you will go back to your own respective local churches.
And yutu wako kusambilira mwala wekera mkukuta shenu.
So you have to ensure that your faith, your belief, must be in line with what? With the belief of the TJC.
Which will put you la If you must minimum of fifty Java, if you are Rundin Kana and Angopia Smishua Pamo, if you look at our TJC, last minimum.
So you find that your faith cannot be different from all your co workers.
Mwishwe ukuti lati chisumine chenu ndi chifere chawa icha kusana ko na vavomfia wenenu.
We are here to spread what, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Luguno mukubirambira nsuma ya kwa Yesu Kristo.
To ensure that more souls can be saved.
Chilati miyoshingisha kusishwa.
So preaching the same gospel, which is according to the church teaching, is absolutely
essential.
Now, here Paul also says his faith is according to the acknowledgement of the truth. Or the acknowledgement of the truth which accords with godliness. What does it mean here? So whatever you talk about, or the truth that you preach, not only it must base upon godliness,
but
we said the principle of godliness, it must also bring about godliness in the life of the believer. We turn to chapter 6 of 1 Timothy. We read verse 3.
Chapter 6, verse 3.
If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness,
Gomuntu asambisha mumbi no kukana yangwe fyeo fyunturu pya kwashukurifa Yesu Kristu nesambilisho ili alingana na kukapepa ninshi atumikwa taishubanangu chimo.
Again Paul says,
Paulo atila,
whoever teaches,
yonso wasambilisha,
you find that his teaching or his doctrine must accord with godliness, the principle of godliness. The truth that you have received must also accord with the principle of godliness. What is that principle of godliness?
Second Peter.
We read chapter 1. We read verse 4.
Verse 3.
As his divine power has given to us all things that pertains to life and godliness.
Kavili murung kumbwa lwabo wakamumona ka kufyevo fyamalele.
Brother, your water is overflowing, is it?
Abantu aba usekwa kwaliba teamina ukufuma ukale necha kuo naula tachishkula.
Now here it says, God has given us everything pertaining to life and
godliness.
Atleisa panat perchonse icharinga kumyaweshesu nabulesa.
How do we obtain this godliness?
Kutwa chipokera shani?
Through the knowledge of him. Now we obtain this godliness because we have escaped from corruption. So the principle of godliness is that, by the knowledge of God, we have escaped the corruption of the world. At the same time, we also become partakers of His divine nature. What does it mean? So you find that the word that we believe in help us to escape from sin. Help us to adopt the nature of Christ.
So
that we are Christ. And we become what? The partakers of the divine nature of Christ. So today, what you preach. Bring about deceit. Bring about sin. Then you'll find that your teaching is not according to the principle of godliness.
Also,
be it doctrines or what? Or truth. You find that they have to be preached in accordance to godliness. Your teaching should what? Promote what? The nature of God. Promote a goodness. Promote righteousness. And also promote truth in it. So that the church can be built up. Return back to Titus chapter 1.
That's
why we ask ourselves this question.
Formerly,
when you preach,
what
was your intention?
Did
you preach with this godliness in mind? So that your listeners are benefited. Okay, now we look at verse 2. Chapter 1, verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began.
So you find that the faith of Paul and the
acknowledgement of the truth. Like produce what, this hope of eternal life. If we truly have a correct faith, if your truth is in accordance to godliness, you find that the hope of eternal life in you is strong. You know what is important to you? You know the reason for believing in Jesus. Right? So your mind is geared towards what? Something spiritual. This is a true faith.
So
if your focus is only on the things of the world, it means that there must be something wrong with your faith or with your belief.
You know,
because you have not been led what? Led to you know, believing in this hope.
And to Tamuri Abatungura Mukuchetegara, which Muri Uku, Ukuchetegara, which Tetegero, it's just my Tetegaramo.
We look at verse 3.
Verse 3.
But has in due time manifested his word through preaching, which was committed to me according to the commandments of God our Savior.
Namunstasha Kweshine Alengre Chevo Chakwe Ukwishua Mukubila Uko Ine Nasakeshe.
Paul was saying that the fist of duty to preach has been committed to him. His duty to preach the faith of God's elect. Has been committed to him. Now we look at verse 4. To Titus, the true son in our common faith.
Tito umwana wandi wine mchitetekelo cha fwe monse.
Paul and Titus are sharing the same faith.
Tito na Paulo awe wakashwe tetekelo chumochine.
They believe in the same thing.
Wasumina mchintu chumochine.
They hold the same values of their faith.
Na wakwata ubuyo wa chitekelo chumochine.
This is very precious, isn't it? This is how the church can grow together. Today, if your faith is different from mine, or you are going to preach something very different from what you have received, so it means that we are not sharing a common
thing.
Not only we cannot, bring, benefit to the church. You find that we'll end up splitting up the church altogether. So remember, now we are sharing a common faith. And the foundation of this common faith is on Jesus Christ. Because He is the foundation. So we find that this common faith is also adopted by the apostle. So today our faith not only is similar to one another here. The faith here that we have is also what? The same as the one what? Practiced by the apostles. If you say, all of you here believe in the same faith, if your faith here is different from all the members in the True Jesus Church, outside Zambia, then we can say that you are not sharing a common faith with the rest of the brothers and sisters worldwide. So not only your faith must be same here with one another, your faith must be same as mine, must be same with all the brothers and sisters worldwide. Now I want to read a verse. We first read Ephesians. We read chapter 4.
Chapter 4.
Ephesians chapter 4.
When episode chapter 4.
We read verse 13.
Verse 13.
chapter 4 verse 13.
Chapter 4, verse 13.
Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Tusuke tufike bonse kuri ubumo wa kutetekera na kuchishibo na kuishibo mwana wa kwalesa ukufika na kubukalamba kumulingo wa mushingu wa mwisulo wa kwa Kristo.
You know, verse 11 tells us that you know, different personnel are set up to build up the church.
Verse 11 ya tweba kwa wava mwili avantu ava vikwamo mulu kucha ava kupyungira mwishire ya pusana pusana.
The reason is to equip the saints.
Hii mwishito ya vela kwa mulu kucha ya kutati ava vantu vasambilishe
So that they can do the work of ministry.
Through
which, you know, their work will bring about the edifying of the body. Now, verse 13
paletila.
We all come to the unity of the faith, all of us come to the
unity
and of the knowledge of the Son of God. So we find that if our faith is not united, it's not the same. We can never fully understand the work and the ministry, the ministry work of Christ and his work to save. We can never be perfect as a whole. It becomes very difficult for the church to reach maturity. That's why we must be united together.
China, if we want to kuba abayikatana.
So we strive for the unity of the faith. We
shame kwa kwikatana kwa tetekelo.
That's why every one of us here must hold on to what you have received.
Echo uchira momo muri bayifo ya fuile aba waikatira kucho mwapokelela.
I want you to turn to Jude.
Mone kabiri muri Yuda.
Please turn to Jude.
Na tumone muri Yuda.
We read verse 3. Yeah?
Willing verse 3.
Jude verse 3.
Judah verse 3.
Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was one for all delivered to the saints.
Mwiruile chitekelo icha pelelewe limo na limo kubashila.
You have been given this faith, yes?
Namupelewa ichitekelo.
So you must earnestly contend for the faith.
Mfwile mwababa kukikara mchitekelo kukikatira mchitekelo.
Because here it says it is delivered once and for all. What does it mean here?
Chalola mui.
No one can change it. Not even the top guy in the TJC can change it.
Everyone
submit to it. Everyone hold on to it. So that we all can come to the unity of the faith. So you must have this resolution. The determination to what? To hold on to what you have accepted. Now we turn back to
Titus.
Titus, we look at verse 5 to verse 9.
Dumone mu verse 5, we ashintam verse 5 to verse 9.
Here it talks about the qualifications for appointing elders.
Irelanda pafyo mubomfi afwile aba. Pafyo umuntu afwile aba uingaringa ukuba ni mubomfi wakwalesa.
You know, elders also, the word elders also refers to overseers.
Issue ya kutiati wakalamba ilanga ukutila niba kapyunga nangolewa bishop mchisungu.
Or bishop.
Nangolewa bishop mchisungu.
Alright. Okay. Now, the qualifications given here of overseers is similar to the qualification of overseer given in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
If you are mbwa apa, if you mochine, if you are mbwa, 1 Timothy chapter 3.
Okay.
Ya muntu fya fya abanga kangalila.
Now here Paul left this Titus in Crete.
Remona Paulo ashile Tito Crete.
So he was asked to set in order the things that are lacking in the church.
Achila vike wino wino fintu fya bulilwe momulukuta.
So from here we find that the church of God must be a church of order.
Mone kutila ti rukuta lwa kwalesa ufelwa lwa rukuta umuli uyano nangu mwabo mtende.
To have order in the church and you need to have a set of principle.
Bakati mulukuta mube wino mufile mwaba fitu fimo fitu file twa konka.
So that this order can be put in place in the church.
Now
we know that God is a God of order. And he is an orderly God. He is not a God of confusion. We know that this order brings about what? Confusion. That's why there is a need for us all here to follow what the guidelines of the church. You can imagine if the principle or guidelines are removed, and the church will be in chaos. Who is going to lead the church? Anyone can claim that he is leading the church. So in the true Jesus church, we emphasize a great deal on what? On having order within the church.
To land at Kumaila sana sana, Murukuta Mwabo Muyano and Mwabo Mutanto Mutantualo Wayana.
Now we are going to look at the qualification given.
Tumunenomba, if you Firokubanika Pyunga Afire Aba.
So to be an elder, according to Titus here, a man must be blameless. He must be the husband of one wife. I think we have discussed this before. Having faithful children,
Means
of dissipation or insubordination.
Uwaba nabana aba tetekela aba shaba na kushiminwa kwa kuiposaika nangu uchinto mfwa.
You find that here, what Paul is saying here is that, you know, if an elder, whose children are, are always indulged in the things of the world,
nga mwamona kangalila abana bakwe ni bani abo bayiposa mu fitu fya panwesonde
and is are very insubordinate to authority.
Tabali bakumfuira kuntungulushi.
How is he going to lead the church?
Kuta tungulula shani rukuta.
So it becomes very difficult.
Kuti chavaita shupa.
Verse 7. So a bishop or an elder must be blameless.
Ichilolo ali nokubo ushitungwa kabi
as a steward of God.
Pakuti ekangali la wakwalesa.
So meaning that he must recognize that, you know, the title, like, you know, when he is given this title, yeah, bishop or whatever, he is after all only a steward of God. So he must not be self-willed, meaning that he must not always insist, yeah, on his own will. So he must be someone who is very humble before God and
men.
He must not be quick-tempered. A quick-tempered person cannot lead the church. So otherwise you will hear him shout and scream all the time in the church. Whenever he is what? He is irritated or he is annoyed, you know, then he will start
shouting.
Now, also, he must not be given to too much local drink.
What do you mean? You are subtracting some.
you interpret faithfully.
Yes, faithfully. The wawar. And when you said to local drinks, they are different. Coca Cola, Fanta, what?
No, local.
The wawar, why yo?
Okay, meaning not given to wine.
The wawar, why yo?
You know, this again, this wine causes drunkenness.
Ichi uwalwa ebuleta muntu kuba wandi wakolwa kolwa.
So a leader must not be violent.
Kaini te untu upuma.
You don't always want to pick a fight.
Yonsefele na kupuma.
How can he be a bishop?
Kuta bashani nishilolo.
So otherwise you end up fighting everyone.
Ena nishmuri yonsefele ubuli kula wafi na wabantu mkatika lukuta.
Here it also says not greedy for money.
Te waru iso lwa unonshi.
Can you see now?
Machu muna mwa?
To be honest, to be clean with money is important.
Kuba uwa sanguka kulupia na uwa ya nukulupia chintisha wama.
So, you know, he must not, easily fall prey to bribery.
Tafuile awa umuntu wako na kufia kubuma kutuntungu na mafisa wakanwa.
We tend to exodus.
Mune mku fuma.
Chapter 18,
Chapter 18.
There was an occasion on which the father-in-law Moses gave him a piece of sound advice with regards to choosing able men.
Chapter 18, Exodus 18. Fine, I'm sure you more. Ayo, Yetro, Mpongo, Shuakwa, Mose. I really, Mose. If you are asala abantu na abantu aba fere kusala bafire baba.
Okay, we okay.
Atinde kwa kumara ko kavesh wino wino.
Verse 21.
Tende kele mo
verse 21. Chapter 18 verse 21.
Chapter 18 verse 21.
Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens.
Kabi iwe usale pali abantu bonse abaume abachechekanya abachinalesa abaume abachishinka abapato kumana kabiri okumana kabiri ababike pali bene ubabike pali bene bachilolo pa waba pa makana bachilolo waba pa mnyanda bachilolo pa waba pa makumi ya sano Navachirolo vapama kumi no kuleka vapingule avantu munshita ichonse.
Who are able men? Able men in the eyes of God.
Ngabantu abaya nokuchishisha kwalesa nibantu bamusango shani.
Those who fear God.
Abo batina lesa.
And they must be men of truth.
Abantu abamushiye.
They are those who hate covetousness.
Abo bapata nangokumbwa.
We must come clean with money.
Ala tufire twababa sanguluka. No fear.
Otherwise, it's very difficult to serve.
Ngatefyo, awe chetu chunge wino yo.
You know, God knows whether we are clean with His money or not.
Lesa arishwa ngaturi wino no fear lwa kwe nangula yo.
You can imagine if one of the apostles, Judas, could fall prey to covetousness.
Ngamunene ngaumo pabatumwa bakwa.
How much more alert we should be in handling God's
money.
Return back to Titus. Titus, we read
chapter 1 verse 8.
So an elder must be hospitable. You know, in the context of the scriptures, to be hospitable means be willing to receive, you know, strangers, brothers and sisters.
Right,
and also must be a lover of what is good. You cannot hate what is good. And you must not consent to what is evil. You know, what is evil must be gotten rid of. So he must be an upright person. So a lover of what is good. So he must also be sober minded. Very sharp up here, very alert. Always in this state of watchfulness. Being able to discern. Able to see things very clearly. Up here is not clouded by confusion, by what? By corruption. And this sober mindedness actually also comes from, you know, constant prayer. If a person is close to God, constantly being purged by God in prayer, we find that he will have this mindset of God. Can discern very sharply. He must be just. Meaning he must be upright. Whatever he does must be impartial. He must be holy. Not drawn to the opposite sex. The mind must be pure before God. He must be someone who is able to exercise self-control. He must know how to control himself right now. Meaning he is not easily provoked or irritated. Always, you know, give himself ample time to think through, you know, problems and affairs of the church.
Muntu pamirimo yaro kutara.
Verse 9. Holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught.
Again,
this is so important. You know, we find that if this is removed, and then the rest of the principle shall collapse. Because all this good principle are built upon the foundation of the truth.
And if you say feel,
you know, this is being faithful as well. Hold on to what you have received. So that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exalt and convict those who contradict.
Rituntulu nokushimina ava pirika.
So we find that if he holds on to the truth, then he is able to what? Exercise the authority of the truth.
Natwamunao and ashintida kuchine. Awa ni noku wonfia wuchine wine.
How are we gonna teach you if we don't even accept the truth? You can't speak with conviction. And the power of the word will not be what conveyed through you. Meaning your word does not carry power. This power comes from where? Come from holding on to the truth. Well, we turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
1 Timothy chapter 3.
We have discussed this before.
Now,
I just want you to read verse 6. Something that is not mentioned in Titus. When we appoint a worker or an elder, we must not appoint a novice. Or we say, who is a novice or what is a novice? You know, a novice is what? New convert.
Yes. We
cannot too quickly appoint someone to an important position in the church. You will cause him to fall, definitely. That's why Paul warned against this. Lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation
as
the devil.
In
the true Jesus Church, and the true Jesus Church is different. Even if you are the most talented person on earth, on the planet earth, you come to the true Jesus Church, the minimum requirement is 3 years before you are appointed as a worker. And then the church will look at your characters. You cannot say, I'm the most talented guy, so you have to accept me. So
excuse
me, sorry.
So
some people take longer. Maybe 3 times longer. Proper procedure must be followed. So this is the order of the church. If not without biblical basis, is there? What if this person becomes pastor? Only baptized not long and then now he what? Top guy.
Mamu wa chishati ya pape ni au mkashika fia kanono uyoje pomulu wapo.
In the church we learn to be humble. Learn to submit to the word of God. And learn to submit to the authority of the church. When the time of God comes, then you shall be given the task that God wants you to do. Very, very important. Okay, now we come back to Titus. Now we look at verse 10 and verse 16. Here it talks about all this, the behavior of the Cretans. Now here there are many insubordinates, both idle talkers, deceivers, especially those of the circumcision.
There
are many people who show no submission to authority. That's why they were called the insubordinates. These people are idle talkers. They have got nothing better to do. That's why they spread rumors here and there. They cause confusion. They backbite. They talk bad about this person and they speak ill of another person. These are the idle talkers. And they are also deceivers. They went around deceiving people. It's like convince people to buy into their so-called crooked ideas. Therefore says these are the people who came from what? The circumcision.
Paul said,
these people's mouth must be stopped. Stop them from talking nonsense. Stop them from speaking falsehood. How was Titus going to do that?
It's
not one or two or four, there are many.
There's
a whole gang in the church. What are you
going to
do? How are you going to stop these people?
That's why
Paul said to Titus, he himself must show the church to be what? A pattern of good works. When a person does what is right in the eyes of God, he is upright in all the things that he does. He's very faithful to the word that he has received. You find that this is the pattern of good works. So by doing so, you find that God's presence is with him. So whatever he speaks carries power. Because it is the power of God that rebukes. So when a when a person has God's presence in his life, then he is able to stop the mouth of this one in subordinating. Why? Because they have subverted many households, many people were affected. Because they were teaching, stuff which they ought not. These people, they fought for what? Seed faith. Depends how much you have, Remember I told you the story? 10 kwacha, I'll pray for you 1 minute. 100 kwacha, 10 minutes. 100 kwacha, 1,000 kwacha, okay, I'll pray for you 1 week.
1,000, yawe,
for dishonest gain.
In
the TJC, you cannot do such a thing. You preach not for money. You do God's work not for money. You do God's work because you want to show your gratitude to God for having saved you. So you find that our motive, our mindset is very different. I serve God because I feel that God loves me so much. I'm compelled to serve by His love. Because Jesus has given everything to me. Therefore, I must love Him by what? Saving more souls. By establishing His church. Alright, now we come back,
Verse 12. Verse 12.
We already mentioned this.
So
you find that probably, this was their culture. They love lying. Paul says that they are evil beasts. Beasts can represent many things. One is deceivers. A beast can represent a false prophet. Lazy gluttons.
Every day
they sit down doing nothing, chopping cuckoo only.
Doing
nothing, just chop. This is what glutton means, is it also? One cuckoo not enough, two cuckoos, three. Until you just
so much.
We move on.
Verse 13.
Paul
said,
"This testimony is true." So these people must be rebuked sharply. So that they may be sound in the faith. So that they may be sound. Gluttony is like a kind of indulgence. It's like if you are a king, you've got nothing to do. Every day you drink, you eat. As a Christian, we know this kind of lifestyle.
That we carry them with Christu,
that is not a lifestyle. That's why Paul said, "Rebuild them so that they may be sound in faith." Yeah, so that they can be ushered back to a proper lifestyle.
Echo Paulo ave ave tito kuti afire avakalipira pakuti atvaba mweshe munshire yayana.
So that they can become honest.
Pakuti atvaba vachitekerwa.
So that they can become good.
Pakuti atvaba vasuma.
So that they can become what? Hardworking.
Pakuti atvaba babe avakubomba sana.
They must be responsible for their own life.
Afire vababa kuposa kwa manhu mufiafia ikashwawo.
Now, verse 14.
Verse 14.
Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the truth.
Avashangwa mirumbe yabuyuda na mafunde yabantu abafutuka kuchine.
You find that these people have a very, what do you call it, very, you know, this kind of background is very difficult for them to change. They like listen to Jewish fables or whatever. Instead of listening to the word of God, they prefer to listen to the commandments of men. It's like, you know, it has become the nature. It has become part and parcel of their life. So to change them is not easy.
Verse 15.
The pure all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but even their mind and conscience are defiled. It seems that, you know, they have the mind that, you know, certain food are not clean. Or certain things are not pure. Paul says that it has a lot to do with their mind as well and conscience. We have mentioned this before. There are three things that we cannot eat. Blood.
Mulopa.
Meat of strangled animals. Fruit offered to idols, or food offered to the dead. Anything that has been offered to idol, any items that has been offered to idol, we cannot keep.
Verse 16.
They profess to know God, but in work they deny Him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work.
Vasosa avachi twaishwale salelo kumirimo yabo vamukana pakuva ava muselo kabiri vachintomfwa kabiri ifinangwa mulimo onse usuma.
We find that their life here is not fit to do what? The work of God.
What?
You find that because these people are evil. Now, from what Paul has spoken about them, we find that they devise evil. I want to read the Proverbs chapter 14.
Mapinda chapter 14, verse 22.
Now, do they not go astray who devise evil, but mercy and truth belong to those who devise good?
Ushe tavaru vanta avale abalenganya obubi lelo abalenganya obusuma bamono oluse nekinka.
You find that these people have gone astray. One thing is that because they have not accepted the truth and they have not changed themselves. They remain liars, evil beasts, and lazy gluttons. That's why they are not qualified to do good works. You find that those who devise good work, those who do good works, they should be right before God,
yeah?
They shall receive mercy and truth. Now, this is chapter 1.
Hey, chapter 1, you are quite Tito.
There is this, the line of verse 16. Really, I don't know how it can be said in English. I don't know. In Bemba, it's a strong word. If in Angwa, that means useless people. 16 years. It says. What do you say in English?
Abominable.
If in Angwa, that is fiamuselu.
It's not accurate.
Yes.
Abominable. Mm. Abominable is something that God hates.
Cha muselu nango chinangwa ekutira je chinto cholesa apata.
So meaning that whatever they have done,
kutira chose chovachita,
appear abominable in the eyes of God.
Chinangwa ichinange cha muselu kuchiso cha kwalesa.
This idea is quite clear. It's quite clearly given in Isaiah. We turn to Isaiah chapter
1.
We read verse 13. Bring no more futile sacrifices. Incense is an abomination to me. The new moon, the Sabbath, the calling of assembly, I cannot endure iniquity and the sacred meetings.
Mwileta kawiri ifya wunga chafye ichuishi chefungo chakuselausha kabiri kuri ine. Ukubilo ukula likwa munshi kusha mweshi wa moneka nesha masabata fyabunani kuri ine. Nokulongana kwamikupe kwine.
The law of Moses requires that God's people to offer sacrifices.
Pangulingana na malango ya kwa Mose, kabila abantu bakwalesa okupela mala ama filambu.
Here, whatever they have done, that becomes an abomination.
Kulingana efyo fyonse fyabachitire, awe fyafya musela fya musa.
This is a very strong word. Meaning God hates. If
you
put it this way, it's like a, evil in the extreme. Something that God dislike to the extreme. Or we say hates to the extreme. If we serve God with put it this way, with wicked behavior, or our personality had not been transformed, we find that whatever we offer is an abomination. Someone who turns away their ear from listening to the law, even his prayer is an abomination. Where is it recorded? Tell me the verse and the chapter.
Ninani winga susa na winga lolesha amini winga landa po padifyo.
Tamuibu kishemwa. Proverbs.
Amapinda.
Chapter 28. We read verse 9.
Amapinda, chapter 28, verse 9.
Proverbs 28 verse 9.
Mapinda 28 verse 9.
One who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination.
Proverbs Mapinda 28 verse
9.
Ufumyo kutwi kukumfwa amalango nepepo lyakwe line chamselu kuri Yehova.
So you find that your service to God
sangatukupyuka kwenu kuti lesa ngupyukira lesa
must be backed up by a life of godliness.
Chifire chava ichaputwa mono wika shiwa bulesa.
So if you continue to serve God
ngomatwalira mukupyukira lesa
without writing your relationship with God
ukwabula ku ukulunga mikavu kwampana kwenu na lesa
whatever you offer is only an abomination.
Na chonse chumwinga pela chamuseru kuli lesa na chumfika mwa.
Okay, any question or any point you want to raise on chapter 1?
Yeah, this is strong words, that's why I referred to it. Especially here, this is what Paul instructed Titus to tell the people in fact. Yes, the Christians. Now, looking at our situation today, present world, if you use such language to people, really, either in the church you remain alone there with your wife if you are married, or really you create enmity and you'll be a talk of the day. Now, my position is how, anyway, it needs wisdom, so to say. This is wisdom to approach that type of people.
You know, to me, Paul was not saying that Titus should repeat what he has said to him.
Ati alando kuchati, Paulo te alando kuchati, ale landa kumantu, kuchu alandire, kuchu amwebele kuchitae na iyo.
I think he was telling Titus that, you know, the people there, you know, this is how they behave.
Amwebele kuchati, abantu bakukrete. Esho baba, eni bere ya vunanguembela shawo.
Asking is to give Titus a picture of what kind of task that he was undertaking.
Wafumulanga Tito, in Tito, iyo adinokuta mo, nanguwea alakuma na yo, kukumana na yo. Chisuma?
Yes. I just have a question.
Ni kwa taidi kusho?
Especially concerning the qualifications.
Makamaka kulolesha pama paku muringo wa kuti mutasalwe.
He is a worker or a member in the church.
Pano apa paliumu bomfi na gumemba na mulukuta.
That person needs to be chosen according to qualification.
Umuntu ari ngo kusalwa kulingana nepyalembwa ifukomo
himself that he baptized
ena muntu abatishwa.
In general, should I say, what about if his family are not members of the Jesus Church?
Ngacha kuti lupwa lwakwe teva member lwa mulukutalwa TJCO.
Should that person be appointed in that position?
Mushe uyu muntu afira asalo akuba mukupyunga muri chifulo mwa.
I think you need to understand.
Chomfira mwaishvani
ichi. If I'm a believer now.
Ndajua sumira inine.
I'm married to a Gentile.
Na upwa kuina fialo.
Okay, I'm not qualified.
Nishine shiwa yana.
If I'm a believer.
Ndajua sumina.
I was a non-believer before.
Nariusha sumina pakubala.
The gospel preached to me.
Ichevo chaviru wakuli ine.
I accept, but my wife does not accept.
Na pokelela ichevo lelo wabaka shivandi wakana uchipokelela.
That is a totally different thing.
Ichichintu ichapusana ko.
Just like in our church,
eh?
They are full-time workers. Obviously, they came to believe when they were adults. Their parents did not want to believe. So they serve as full-time workers. And yet their parents, even their siblings, some of them are not believers. Totally different.
So in short, from the point of that, you can work as a
minister. Yes.
But if you have been appointed, but the house is not in order,
Nombanga son to our muntu, but Lerunga de Akutaidia,
the house not in order, it's not created by him.
Lerunga de Akutaidia, we know
everyone has a choice to accept or not to accept.
Lerumi no muntu of Fire, Ava, walk pocket chinchu, Nangura Kana, which pokelera.
Your parents still are.
We shall have just read up for Chilima.
Your brothers still are.
We shall have been in a report for Chilima.
No, your brothers, your sisters. Are they believers? Can you convince them?
But the thing is,
when the gospel is preached to you,
let's say your wife
accepts.
That's
a different story.
When you preach to my family,
my wife
refuses to accept. What
can I do?
What do you want me to do? Nothing. You can
convince
her
first.
What if throughout her life she doesn't
want to believe?
So I can only be a
believer.
No. Ah, wait.
Maybe I don't know whether I'm there. I want just to
speak like a man. You.
I just want to ask
you
this question. So.
At the point
I believe in choosing leaders without very careful. Because sometimes a man is very strong in the church. And then as he is saying, the wife doesn't believe. Sometimes she's a drunkard person. And then you appoint that person to be a treasurer. And that church is living in a remote area whereby there is no any bank nearby. Sometimes the lady can just trouble the man and go to drink beers, and then that is the
end.
We look at it in this way. Obviously, the church has to be very careful in the selection of people. Like what I said before, we cannot use hypothesis.
To
deny a person from serving. I said,
you know, the acceptance of the gospel is by the calling of God. If God has not called her, no matter how hard you try, she will not believe. Is that not true? If God has not called you, you think you will come? No, you will not have come. You understand what I'm saying? It's not like me. In the church, I go and marry an outsider. It's a different story. The gospel preached to my family. I came to believe, but not my wife. What can I do? Should I go and spend more time? That's why I said they are full-time workers in the church.
According to what you have learned from the time we started the book of Timothy and also the book of Titus,
there's
a point to say those people should be first be proved. Second, someone who knows his house well. According to Timothy, if someone does not do well in his house, how can he take care of the house of God?
Kulingana Timothy ngachakuti muntu talinda tasunga inganda yakwe bwino kuti abashani nimtunguru zvina akasunga shani rukuta epariko vafya kuzvine.
I agree, I have no problem
here. Shikwete.
Again, I said, okay, it's not
about doing
well, because the wife doesn't believe. So are you
going
to force the issue saying
that no?
In Zambia, certain areas,
yes,
where they
do
this African
beer. Bakumba ubwa lobu
like a church.
Ubwa unga lutuku.
And here is the house of the leader.
And nini ngande yantungulushi.
Yena
ndayo wembo bashishe no bwalwa.
Surely can you appoint that person to
be? Ichine chine kuti pamusaro uyu ntungulushi kuti ati uyu muntu kuti ati ave yani ntungulushi.
Is that his fault?
Uche wafya wakwe mwa.
No, my point is very simple.
Is
that his own doing? Paul says a person must rule his family well. It's within his what capability.
Paul alanda tim oyimuntu afuera sunga nganda yakwe bwino munche de mbamwe munganda yakwe.
But this one is beyond him. It's not created by him.
It's
not that he has not done his best. You know, if you want to list down all these problems, no one is qualified.
Is that so?
At
hospitality,
where is it going to come in?
And then there comes some missionaries and you have that year and giving wine.
Twice
Vamishoni kaina ukwate mukachove uyo ushire sumina.
There she is selling beers.
Ale shishowa alwana shimbipo.
Immediately then those people who are buying they fight just there.
Apo peine abantu varishita apo peine vatapo kono kulwa.
Grab the missionary there is grounded.
Wodi mbe vaikati na missioni mkwa iyo.
So I think when we discuss issues, yes, we don't use hypothesis.
Ajiye tulela ndipachi tutwela tunganya ifinto kutati ngachachi tikemo yusumura
musamwe.
Ngachiri ifyo tachiri chayana.
Can I use a hypothesis to go against you?
Ushe kutela lande cha kutunganya kutati nande chitopa pali
vai. One I can come up with 100.
Ngachai show kuti naisa na vantu vengi tina miranda peona tavani avanava.
You speak the facts.
Mulena de fishinka. You feel mulena de fishinka.
We should when we talk about church matters.
Yetu lena de pafia mulukuta.
We need to trust in God. Look at things very positively. We do our best to follow.
Mufire tu atitika mwile isa no kukosuka manukuta ati.
There's an example in Tanzania.
Tanzania.
The guy first came to believe together with his brother.
First
see, almost
first see
in Tanzania.
And this
leader, the wife opposed.
Hindu ngulushi awe mkashiwa ukoyadi keni sana.
But became very new.
Babe numba bai bivalwani.
I'm telling you.
Deme wa chini chine.
But we know that this brother is very
good. Eto mwenye
uta umi jine started with the family.
Kama churi ni resate ndeke na rupwa. Kutu mwachasha ni. Kishire kufaya. Mwafuma kumwaya upa umbi. Niani mwinga kumwaya kusenda utumupe.
That's why I say sometimes we need to rely on God. We are doing our best to follow
what
the Bible
says.
Which are beyond them.
It's
not that they are not faithful. It's not that they fail to comply with the scriptures.
Here
he said you must rule your family well. That's why I said, what about your parents? If your wife's parents don't believe, your own parents don't believe.
I've
said so because there was one person by our former
ministry. At Padumo, Father Fire, so to say, UPC.
They are putting Mulonda Adre in leadership.
Bavi Kirva Mulonda Adre Mutungulushi
in leadership. So, the wife was not believing. And then it came to a time when whereby the husband went to the Bible study and then he came late.
Around
baile mu kuchitente kaya babwe kunganda mu kuchelwako
selling beers and then after selling beers
aleshowalwa
was also a little bit drunk
na wali wako lwako
when the husband came from the work of God and then she just jumped on him and
yo mwa me bafikire fye awe ukashano yo kwima fino kusuma abalume
and then he called the pastor came in and then he was slapped him
bari tire ba pastor ba pastor nabo mkwayo baba shangula mama pe
that's why I'm asking like
that and I appreciate you
you see the thing is
huh you do have an issue
now your wife is very good
Mwenga chakwe toka shweni pa ino shwadi bwino. Mushe mwenje bakuta ati bakashweni tabaka be bakupira kupira goro kisha ichibi mwa. Ati kuti bachita.
So if you tell you what are you going to do?
Ngaba ba ba kuti ichibi kuti machashani.
Nothing.
Tapa ife chita. Mushe mochini tungu shuma.
That the will of God yes.
Ndiya mufama kwalesa chachine.
Hecho.
Apa pa bo bwafya.
If all my family are believers.
Ngabari pa bandi bonse bantu ba sumina.
They have been baptized.
Ngabari bachiwa.
My wife is not behaving.
Hey mukashi wandi tali wa.
My children are not.
Abana bandi nabo tabale tabale chindika.
Then I shouldn't be true.
Chifire na salwa. Isuma
you preach the gospel to me my wife doesn't accept my accent
mwashimikira ambira smakuri ine ine na pokelela bakashibani bakana kuti pokelela
because you have hypothesis I can come up with many
and mwabonche cha kutunganya filia kuti na mpera kupya kumwena kwenda fimbi
you come to a village to feed
Mwaisa kumushi mkushimikila
the
Na kokela milansuma Mkashu wandi akana Kaina ya mkushimikila Bantu waisa mkusumina Kutina gombu bonjuma Nine fie po neka fie Nichona itua neka Na suka kubuite I'm quiet.
I think that's the reason why at one time Paul said if a believer has unbelieved things, say it's a man, if the wife is unbelieving, let him not
leave her. Kabi mka shuwa kwe na mulume wa kwe te asumina tafwila alika amuka shuwa kwe na mulume wa kwe yo
By God's grace, with the going of time, that was, someone may just change.
Limbi mukusalimina kwa kwale samushisa shiku yumuntu kuti apilivuka.
Not to come to this contentious issue.
Mukwisa bachiti chicha kwa sechi.
I started looking at Pastor FF and said, but what is he saying?
Na chidamba kululucha kuli waka pringa wa FF, but if you were there and the poor, but finishi.
You are a leader, then your wife does something that is contrary.
Uri nintu ngulushi kaidi murunka shuobe achise chintu chishiene.
But then it came to me that
Chaisa manu endi nokuchila.
I get the point why what he's saying.
Heru na kwe na chukwato kuiru kapafyo vachila sosa.
But you know, Timothy, well let's take an example of Timothy.
Na chukwole chaku mwena kwa chaku wa Timothy.
He was told that if one desires to be a leader,
nga umwakabila okuba ninti ungulushi
must have one wife
afuila kwatunga shumo
and must manage his home
kaida afuila asunga inganda ya kwewino
now I said looking at it if a wife does what the things that are contrary to the word of God
nga chakuti munga shuo owe mu dale konka if you lesa alefwa
in this instance like brewing beer
chakumwena konga ku kumbobwalwa
but you know the word of God and you know very well that you cannot sell beer neither can you drink beer
now we should buy china to attend to kumbe ubwala ubwalwa na nguku no ubwalwa
and you talk to your wife my wife
doing this is not good.
Waeva wakashwere kuchira ti wemukashwandi ichi chore chitata pyawa maiyo.
And then your wife does not stop.
Mukashove hawe to wakupiruvuka iyo yakonganya pofie.
Now I think that now is a spiritual decision.
Icho chavanumba usalova kumupashi.
Where now she has to decide on her own.
Echo akupira chasala umwine.
So that's how I looked at it.
Echo natimuna chitambo kuchiroro chamata awe chifire chavani HP.
And then the other thing was unless you as a man.
Kanonga chakuti wenga umwaume.
You are not providing for the home.
Ngataule pela kupa kufia na kupela pia kuda panganda.
And then now your wife resorts to no selling beer.
Hello, wakashwe nuko nomba bata pokushowa lwa
to sustain the family.
Makuta tinga nomba barupa weka
rewino. Then I think if you were to sit down and do a okay, analyze the whole situation. Then our judgment will be that no, the brother here has failed to provide for the family. No wonder the family is doing such things.
Emukuti twatira tuti awunyine for you natirwa ukusunga abana na ngurupa lwako echalenga mukashina wo.
But if the man can provide, but the wife just wants more, then that is being greedy.
Ngachakuti nine fwe ale afofe upanga ndapaliyo. Lelo mukashwa kwe atwarira pemukuchefia le fwaya. Ebu ngo nanguvuriri ubo.
Then that's a wife problem.
Nishi wife ya wamkashi.
The same as my better person is looking to first Timothy.
The Procuration Chichu Chikakamuri Timothy chapter 3.
When it comes to the church, it's a serious business.
The Chaisa Kurukuta, Nichinchu, Chimo, Chashupa.
Verse 11 says, likewise, their wives must be reverent, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in all things.
Vatira Avakashi Vavo. If you fine vabe ava mushie deva luambo kano ava tekanya ava chishinka mulifyonse.
I don't know what that is.
Mwa, nja pudisha kutarwela mwi. Nino ndola inshila shivina nguo ipintu fibili hapa.
If my wife is a believer.
Nga mboka shiva ndivantu basumina.
If she fell to me.
Nga mkashu wande afiro kufikirisha ichi nishi shiru wa yana pangu mfepine.
So that's why I said when we discuss things don't use hypothesis.
Echi na ilate jocho ee tulela nge kuintu mwilanda ifinfia kutunganya mfia kwele nganya.
If you allow me, I also feel that you need to read up your past practices.
Otherwise,
you don't bring in your past practices.
Let me let you be very new. I call him cutting. Which I should pa.
I said this is the first issue. I was just focusing on the first features.
That's what he named there and the formula of the future. I'm going to bingo.
Okay. Jesus, if you want to be strict about it, how many of us here are wife
materials?
Because you emphasize faithful in
all things.
Sometimes I believe that this is the timeline we want to stick to it.
If you
know, in a place like,
okay,
you said only 3 years that a person can be appointed.
You started preaching
on the day
that happened.
When I came to Paul, 15 years in the ministry, the same church.
No,
don't be our true Jesus. That's why I
said you need to read up your past.
But
that's
why
in the true Jesus church,
if you are baptized in a established TJC where they are workers, you will not allow to do
it. Ngachakuti mwa wamuru kutalua TJC, ulolua tende kakale, ilu mwa wapya, mwaba chushua mwaba chumuli haba pia teji musumi chwe okuba chushua okushimikila mkashitafi ya kanono kwe mpaka papitemi ya kashitatu.
That's why I ask you take
food in all things. Epa kutatu baba mtuwa uwa chitekelwa
tefu
wa mtekatima.
You know, our wife has never been angry before. Every day he said, yes.
I didn't say that
point,
we made an Ephesians,
be angry, but
sin
not,
and
let not the sun go down.
That's why I said, maybe wish
no, the point is, have your wife in kind of the past.
Mshewa kashwenu variva kupokele nangu luse kasha yonse te mwa kukwele luse nishe yonse mwa waka shwenu ife tatulaka iyo tatulaka
chisma
vantu babili vantu babili pia ya tuleke.
I'm just asking you to clarify 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 15.
To defy out, put on a mechanical for
1 minute.
At night, I said, could you eat your patanshi?
It's okay.
Keep your way, right?
Okay. Yeah, I think for me, maybe from the time you started talking about the distinction, I was lost in the first place.
I know we in a book number five time much time for somebody shall be if you are natural one not here.
Because the way I used to look at the that is,
I don't know if you know Shamu in
it. I never used to look at the believing wives.
Shall I lose a woman and woman cashew sumine?
And then believing
wives. No sumine.
So to me, now I understand that if my wife. She's a believer baptized in the church.
If
she becomes unfaithful, then I cannot be a leader in the church.
Straightforward.
No, if my wife, she's not a believing wife, then no one can stop
me
from becoming a
Pagina Gumo in Gandisha, Okuba, and into Ungulushi.
She hasn't received the call from God. Look at the Lord's wife.
Natumanem Kashwaka Loti.
She backseated.
Ali Wile.
But Loti continued.
Eloloti, Ali Konkenyepo.
God didn't say now because the wife has done this.
Pantu Lesatati, Pantuka Shuva, Chitam somewhere.
Loti, now you no longer be a leader. Now
it awakawa into Ungulushi, yo. How a lot of people can you feel?
So the distinction there is a believing wife.
A papa who puts on sumina nangu.
Baptized in the church.
Who are Shomuru Kuta?
Believing children.
Who are Aba Nava sumina?
Baptized in the church.
Ababa Shomuru Kuta.
And those who haven't been baptized in the church.
Nababa Shaba Shomuru Kuta.
Wives who have not been even baptized in the church. I think that's the one I'm looking at.
Efa wako
we say something.
Na pepe mtalalila.
Amen.
Amen.
I tell know what, we finish the book first in the afternoon if we have time, we can discuss it.
Twishe kusoma byose ebibuku iri mu cyungulo erikintu twingakwata okulanishanya kufya musango nga kyaipi mwalale nga esambiryo tukanukulipwa ero nomwe tuletwaire fe tule